Good evening, Chicago. It is 8:01 p.m. on December 12th, 2023. I'm Cam Smedley, joined by our investigative journalist, our sponsors. Starting with the headlines, a citywide recall after a couple finds a severed thumb in a cantaloupe from a local grocery market.
Now, as we know, in the city of Chicago, this is cantaloupe season. The beginning of winter
delicious.
Is the time when the cantaloupes are the most delicious. Cantaloupes, they respond very well. And I've seen this in person. Cantaloupes, they respond very well to snow. And we've had a few snowy days in Chicago.
So people are ready for it, right?
So people are ready for it. And some people get a little too excited about it. And it seems like that's what happened here is, two people were running towards a cantaloupe in a store, maybe for a Black Friday sale, for example, after they broke through the glass, and people got injured.
The various barricades,
and they ran their thumb right into this cantaloupe, and it got stuck in there. A few days later, they lost the thumb. They thought the thumb was long gone, but a few days later, they were able to recover that thumb when somebody else had bought the cantaloupe and had cut it open. Now, this is the thing, Cam.
Right.
The cantaloupe story, I think, is one thing in itself. The thing that I am a little more concerned about is what's going to happen next Thanksgiving, perhaps, if some sort of vigilante of some kind was to take revenge on, as a result of this incident. That's what I'm kind of really worried about.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's absolutely fair. I mean, with all that happens at these events, I would not be surprised if there were 2, 3, 4, maybe even 7 or 8 vigilantes that are provided, based on the frankly deplorable action of some people on Black Friday.
Cam.
Especially when the cantaloupes are sweet and delicious.
Cam.
Yes.
How do you feel about cantaloupe?
How do I feel about cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Delicious? Worth losing a thumb over?
Best melon, would you say?
I'm a honeydew fan myself.
It's a good one as well.
It's a good melon. Great melon.
Not very good this time of year, though.
No. I don't like the cantaloupe. Video evidence purportedly shows a Chicago Transit Authority crash earlier this month was caused by, or sorry, late last month, was caused by removal of load-bearing garbage from the track.
Yeah, so what a lot of people don't realize is that the Chicago elevated train, the Chicago L train,
right,
as we call it in the city of Chicago.
The L, it's not like the letter L, it's elevated.
When you live in the city of Chicago, the city that never sleeps, you don't have time to say the word elevated. This is the first thing I want to say. So I have to say we have to shorten it. When I'm on the L, I talk about being on the L.
Right.
Red line, green line, blue line,
purple
yellow
line.
Purple line.
Why not?
Chartreuse. And here's the thing, the yellow line specifically, it's a real janky line that is pretty much entirely trash at this point. And unfortunately, some of that trash, the trash gets sort of built into the foundation of the city of Chicago. And unfortunately, some of the trash was removed by somebody. They come into the city of Chicago. They come in and they have this vision of cleaning up the city.
They don't understand what goes on in Chi-town.
No.
They come in with this.
They come from Aurora. They come from Wisconsin.
Minnesota. They're coming from everywhere.
All different directions.
All different directions, and
you can't fight them off fast enough.
No, and they think they have a great idea by removing the trash.
But unfortunately, that causes more harm, and many people were harmed as a result of this derailing.
Exclusively because once again there was this blockage. Well, it wasn't a blockage. It was load bearing.
It was load bearing. Yes, the engineers had planned. The engineers, when they build new additions to the elevated train, which I call the L train.
The L train.
They
blue line, they red line, green line,
chartreuse. Yeah, they anticipate the trash, and you're throwing them for a loop if you start removing this trash. And I'm talking, this is a healthy bit of trash. We're talking about electronic waste,
right?
We're talking about car batteries.
Yeah,
we're talking about newspaper. People make these kids these days. You roll up newspaper tight enough, you can make a chair. You can make a sturdy chair that you can sit in with just the Sunday funnies.
Well, I mean, and to that point,
newspapers are dying industry.
I had a family friend, yes, once who, was a collector, you could say, of newspapers, and
yeah,
just filled up their apartment with them. And one day, One of them falls over, and you would not believe how heavy those newspapers were.
Yeah, heavy enough to hold up a train. One of these elevated trains.
It was a sad funeral, I'll say that much. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I think we got some of the good newspapers in the grave, so it worked out in the end.
Yeah, that's what they would have wanted that.
The Blackhawks down. A losing streak mm-hmm. causes theories to abound.
Yeah, so Blackhawk down...
The Blackhawks, the hockey team.
The hockey team in the city of Chicago.
Our beloved Blackhawks. They're having a bad time.
And this is what happened. They're having a bad time. They can't seem to win.
Right. And you know, Chicagoans being a superstitious sort of folk,
yeah.
Oftentimes, there's lots of ideas thrown around, a lot of theories thrown around, yes. You know, some more credible than others.
Yeah.
We're not a sports program. We don't talk sports. So,
but we
you
do
know.
Talk the news, and a lot of these theories have become really big in the communities to the extent that people are, in fact, acting upon these theories. There are theories that people talk about the Native Americans.
Right.
In the city of Chicago, the fact that the Native Americans have allowed the communities that currently exist have accepted, in fact, encouraged the Blackhawks to continue to use the name and also the picture that they use, the logo.
Right. A very tasteful profile
yes.
of a Native American.
Real is actually drawn. Somebody modeled for it, yeah.
Yeah.
But what people forget is that according to some historians,
right,
particularly from some schools in the city of Chicago, such as Simon Amy Institute of Spirit Science, that there is actually a fey origin in the city of Chicago as well.
Really, really.
And unfortunately, the Blackhawks have been doing certain things that have disagreed with their beliefs, and many people believe that as a result, the fey have began cursing and playing tricks and stealing pucks and putting them into the other team's goals and things like that.
Well, it's very interesting that you should mention that, because I think back to sort of the classical training that is required to become a news presenter.
Yes.
In terms of, you know, the canon uh-huh. of, you know,
of literature,
Chicagoan literature.
Yeah.
And one, if you think about it, you think about
Which
it for a
do.
Second, you
and
think about it for a second,
the listener to do.
There's a puck in hockey.
Yes.
Midsummer's Night Dreams, Midsummer Night's Dreams, Shakespeare. What's the name of the fairy in that? It's Puck. One wonders. One thinks. It gets
one
the mind going.
This is the thing. One has to assume. And well, and as a result of this, people are in fact sending bomb threats toward the Chicago Blackhawks. To make them stop doing what they are doing to anger the fairies.
Right, right. Well, I mean, also, I mean, you know, not you are the reporter on this, but I will yeah. throw out that, you know, when I go to see my buddies, you know,
at
they
the
love
bar.
Sports.
You watch
they
the
love
Black
sports.
Hawks. You watch hockey.
Well, I watch my buddies watching the Blackhawks, you know. I don't, you know.
You watch your buddies
I don't trust any sport where the people are going that fast, you know. I think it's unnatural, but
you like a slow sport.
I like a thoughtful sport. But the point being is here's what I hear.
Bowling perhaps.
Here's what I hear from my friends who follow this. They think it's spiders.
Spiders, you say?
Spiders. That they say that the reason the Blackhawks are doing so poorly is spiders in the locker room.
That's spiders, bed bugs. I mean, these are other theories that are going around.
Right, right.
And which has caused, again, people are taking action. They are spraying bug spray all over the arena. People are walking into the Blackhawks arena, and they're spraying bug spray wherever they can find it. And the guards have said, you can't bring that in there. This is a dangerous chemical. This is a flammable chemical, and we got a lot of flames.
Well, you can't say that to a Chicago sports fan. That's the last thing you say. The last thing you say is, don't bring that chemical in here. Don't bring that firearm in here. You know,
and in these cases, these are real firearms. They're causing fires, because that's what gets rid of. If you don't know Chicago health and safety, and in order to get rid of the bed bugs and the spiders, you have to set fires.
Right. Well, I mean, is that not how they do it in the rest of this country?
They should.
I think they ought to.
Yeah.
I think they ought to. Finally, tonight, tree
oh, this
lighting.
This is a great one.
So a tree lighting has gone viral in downtown, as a 2-year-old says, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying that.
Okay, so this is actually my favorite story of tonight. I know we've talked about some real hard, sad stories
far. We talk about the headlines. We talk about the hard-hitting
headlines. Thumbs and cantaloupes, the Blackhawks being cursed by fairies,
yeah.
So on and so forth.
Right. CTA crash.
Many people have lost
So what's their what, lives. What's up with this tree lighting? Let's get through this.
So we're talking about a two-year-old. We're talking about a toddler. So
right.
So these they're notable for being
little tiny individual.
It's going through what we call in the business the terrible twos.
Seen and not heard.
Toddling
as
around.
I was raised.
But this one decided to go up there to the very tree that was being lit and say something that I don't think anybody in the city will ever forget. And that was they said, "Merry Christmas." And everybody started cheering, and they all started crying, and it really showed the meaning of the season.
Is this the news? You do the headlines by and large for this.
Yeah,
this is what we put on.
What's very clear is that I do the headlines, and that's why I always know what's going on.
Right.
But this one in particular, this one was my favorite one. It's just two bullet points, but I've spent a good 5 minutes working on wording it perfectly. Because that's what the child did without even thinking. This is the thing, Cam. You were raised as a presenter.
I was well behaved as a child. This child sounds spoiled. This child sounds rotten.
This is
rotten to the core.
Well, this is the thing. I wish even at this age that this child is thinking about it, not without even thinking they're providing good newsworthy content.
What's so newsworthy about it? What's newsworthy about this?
Maybe, okay, so hold on. Maybe I didn't do it justice.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Does it mean? What does it mean by this went viral? I know what being viral means. Where is this being shared? Where has this become newsworthy?
All of the
You take, okay, no, let me, I'm
internet.
Sorry, let me get this right.
Chicago Reddit.
Let me get this right. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to understand this.
And I want you to get
I'm trying
this
to study
right.
this because the headline
right.
the headlines I'm sorry. The headlines I see that they're placed in front of me
yeah.
and I read the headlines and I have thoughts. I have things that I think about, but I just read the headlines.
Yeah.
But and I have to hold that in.
Which is what you're doing now. You're holding
no,
it in.
No, I can't hold it in this time. All right? Cuz I want to understand. Describe this viral video for me one more time.
Okay, so it's a two-year-old we're talking about. This is a really short guy. This is a short man.
What's he doing?
It's a baby man.
Where is this two-year-old?
This
That's
is a future,
newsworthy.
This is a future doctor or lawyer or plumber.
I don't care about the future. I'm not a fortune teller. I don't have a crystal ball. What is this Where is this two-year-old? And what are they doing that means that I have a headline here?
This two-year-old was wearing one of those hats that made their head look like Pikachu.
What?
They were wearing a
what
Pikachu
is that?
Hat. They
what
have,
is that?
It's a Pokemon. It's the most famous
what is
Pokemon.
That?
I listen. It's
all
not,
right. So you gotta.
You know what,
you
Cam?
Gotta, you gotta,
you know what, Cam? In this circumstance, when we're talking about Pokemon, it's not my job to teach you. It's
all
not
right.
My job.
So
to
we've got a two-year-old with some sort of Pokeball hat. What's it doing? What's it doing?
It's toddling. We're talking about a toddler here.
Right.
They're moving, and they're pretty good at walking at this
point.
Why
is it moving? Why is it moving? Shouldn't be moving.
Because they were lighting the tree, and clearly
right.
sometimes the spirit goes through you.
Right,
the
they're lighting it
Chicago.
In downtown. They're lighting
downtown
in downtown.
Chicago.
You got a Pokeball hat, toddler.
This toddler makes it through 5,000 people surrounding this tree. It getting bumped into, there's, you know, as you pick it from the toddler's point of view, all you see are legs, and you're swimming through a sea of legs to get to this northern star, just like the three wise men did once upon a time.
Praise be.
Praise be. And he reaches the tree. He reaches the tree. He walks up to the mayor or whoever else lights the tree. And he looks
oh,
up at
the mayor.
Looks up at the mayor.
That mayor.
And then looks back really quickly. Everybody goes completely silent. They were clapping, they're completely silent because they're afraid. They're afraid of this child. What
yeah.
is this child going to do? Is this child going to cause a scene? Are they going to pants the mayor? Are they going to climb up the tree?
That'd be cool. You know, that'd be a better story. Child pants is the mayor. So it gets up to the tree. It gets up to the tree, and then what does this toddler say?
And then silence falls, and you.
There's a gunshot.
Hold on. Hold no. The silence falls, and
a bomb goes
the
off.
Child, hold on. I mean, yes, a bombshell of some kind in that the child says, Merry Christmas. And then a split second, you hear in the background, off in the distance. Some have claimed this. A jolly old elf, very faintly, says his signature catchphrase, ho, ho, ho. And one at a time, people start slow clapping. And then that builds up to a cacophony of cheers, and people start crying. And it's one of the greatest things that I've ever seen.
R?
Yes.
That sucked. Terrible headline.
It's probably one of our better headlines.
All right. So that's the headlines for...
Those are the headlines. These are the most important things that have happened in the city of Chicago this past week.
All right, let's move on. Let's move on to our underwriting, generously provided by the Co-Prosperity Sphere, going to the community calendar specifically. Two Sundays from now, 12:10, Good Songs Live with Mikey Great Songs.
Yes, if there's one thing that everybody I've met Mikey. We both met Mikey.
He's great.
Mikey's great. Mikey Great.
That would be a great headline.
Mikey is great. He's got the thing is, Mikey Great Songs, he's great. And if you ever meet Mikey, the one thing that you can say about him is he's got good songs. Mikey Great Songs, he plays the hits. He plays all the good songs from all the decades. 60s, 70s, 80s, and today. And he's playing the big hits. These big hits include Love Hog. By the
that's a great song. That's a the, you know what? That's a great
by
song.
By the Wild Nelsons, Big Fella Walkin' Through, by Shiver Me Timbers,
Mississippi Queen. I love this one by Mountain.
By Mountain.
My Mountain. By classic. Classic.
Mountain featuring the soothing vocals of Dewey Boy.
Rag Boy on the Bayou.
Yeah,
I wouldn't call that a great song. That's a good song.
No, that's the thing.
That's called by Slam Jim.
By Slam Jim
Junior.
I love their promotion. I love the partnership they have with Slim Jim.
Well, here's the beautiful thing about Mikey Great Songs is that he's got the variety. He can
all
hit.
The good. He plays all the good songs.
Name me a
good song that he hasn't played, and I'll tell you you're a liar. You're a GD liar.
Well, no. So
yeah.
What I mean to say is, though, excuse me. What I mean to say is that you take something like Love Hog, you know, that is like a ballad.
Love Hog.
That's like a ballad, sort of like this, like almost sickly sweet. It's the kind of music that you'd like conceive to, you know.
Yeah.
And
got me in the mud like a love hog.
But then you move to something like Big Fella Walking Through, and that's almost more. That's like a jazz, like almost like a surfy sort of thing. It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
I cannot say enough good things about good songs with Mikey Great Songs.
And what I really love is he doesn't just play the good songs. He makes the good songs too. He has shared some of his good songs with us on his show, such as this next one called Sweaty Mikey. It's a little bit of a
it's a little self-referential.
Self-referential,
you know? Because he does sweat. We've seen him live. He sweats.
No, I mean, he plays the good songs, but he also does sweat.
Well, I mean, how are you supposed to play good songs without sweating a little bit, you know?
Exactly. If you can't stand the heat.
Stay
out of the good songs.
Well, I for one am very excited for this. Next Sunday, December 10th, at the Co-Prosperity Sphere, live. Songs live with Mikey Great
Songs.
There is
a splash. Because he sweats so much, there is a splash zone. So just be aware of that. Bring a poncho.
Or don't.
Or don't, and get some of that good sweat. Maybe the good songs will rub off on you.
Well, so that's our CoPro community calendar, Co-Prosperity community calendar.
Yep.
We are just about on our half break halfway.
Yeah, meet me halfway.
And we do have a mid-show segment.
We do.
You know, here at AWCY-FM, we're dedicated to bringing the Chicago news and interest.
Yes, your news and interest, Chicago.
But at the same time, we want to also spark some imagination. Right? Is that how we would put it? Is that how that we should put that?
Yes, everybody here at AWCY-FM, they believe that the news is a double-edged sword. The news goes both ways, as we say in the business.
Great and even better.
Good and great, yes. And so we think that it's not only important that we are here to tell you about the news, but we also get you in on the action. Keep your mind, make sure you keep your brain age down. Keep your mind sharp And keep you creative. And so this is why we'd like to introduce this new segment, which we would like to call the Mid-Show Macaroni.
Now, growing up in a family Italiano style.
In the city of Chicago, yeah.
In the city of Chicago, one of the great places to be Italiano Gabagoo. Style. There's no shortage of macaroni, either from your ma, your pa, your GPEP, your PPG. You got so many macaroni.
Pappy, yeah.
I'm very excited for this.
Absolutely.
Something that, like, finally we can communicate on because, right. You know, there's just this wall sometimes.
There's this wall.
Between
yeah.
us.
But, you know, macaroni, it bonds us.
It brings everyone together. There's nothing like, you know, you got, for example, let's say, you have a cousin. Let's call him Tone. You got a cousin Tone. And he's a real piece
management.
Of work. He's a real piece of work. Works at Waste Management.
Yeah.
All you want to do is you want to say, hey, Tone, why don't you cool your jets? Why don't you relax for a little bit?
Yeah.
And Tone, he's got the blicky. He's got the piece. Whips that out at Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter.
Yeah.
It's a bad time.
No, but what happens?
What's the mid-show macaroni?
Hold on. Let's keep going. What happens is that he puts it inside your mouth in front of everybody, your cousins, all. He puts it inside of your mouth. He forces it inside of your mouth. He's like, you want to taste something? Taste this. He sounds like that, and then he presses the button. And it's actually a macaroni dispenser.
I would much prefer that happen to versus what goes on with Tone. But what's a mid-show macaroni?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's a mid-show macaroni?
So this is what is what I need everybody to do, all the listeners to do.
Right.
Again, we're trying to keep ourselves sharp. We know you have macaroni. Everybody has macaroni in the back of their closet.
And this is, just to clarify, this is something fun that we are inviting you to do between now and our special feature tonight, which is a surprise. But we have a special feature this evening.
As always, it is a surprise.
As it is half the time, one out of two times, it is a surprise. But this is something you can do while we play some music and we prepare that.
Right.
So mid-show macaroni.
So get some macaroni.
Mid-show macaroni.
Hey, yeah. So you're going to get yourself a box of macaroni. Now you can use, I prefer the elbows, but you can also use the shells and maybe even the ones that are shaped like characters from SpongeBob.
Ooh.
SpongeBob, an Italian idol, if I have ever seen one.
Pasta a la Gary.
Yes, pasta a la hamburger.
So what do we? So what you boil? We're boiling the water.
No, so we first got to get our box, and then this is my special.
We got the box.
It's my special ingredient, though.
Right.
And you might not like this, but you got to get a bottle of Elmer's glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, you're gonna want to get yourself a piece of paper right now.
Right.
And we're trying to get really creative. So what you're going to do is I just want you to take out a handful, or even if the box is almost empty, just dump it all out in front of you so you get a full picture of what you're working with. Sometimes these noodles, they're different shapes, different sizes. Sometimes you got SpongeBob, sometimes you got Squidward.
All right. So is the water boiling at this point?
We have not started boiling the water yet, no.
Okay. All right.
We will get to the water boiling, I promise you.
Al dente.
Yeah. Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to look at those macaroni noodles, those macaroni noodles. And here's what you want to do. You want to put a little bit of glue on the end of one of these macarons, and you want to start arranging them on this piece of paper. And you can arrange them in any sort of order. They could be a smiley face or a Michael Jordan Nike swoosh. Really, who cares? As long as you feel creative and you feel happy with the work that you've done.
And that's the mid-show macaroni.
It's a mid-show macaroni, and we want you to tweet at us pictures. Tweet hashtag AWCYFM mid-show macaroni. All the great pictures that you've made. And now here's where the water boiling comes in. You want to make yourself a nice cup of tea once you're done, as a reward.
Well,
and now instead of throwing it against the wall, you want to hang that up on the wall where everybody can see it.
Well, that's a mid-show macaroni. I think there should be plenty of time for people to do that if they so choose. We're going to go to a short musical break and be back in about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yep.
Please, for a special feature.
Keep it cheesy.
Please stay tuned. And we're back. Welcome back, R.
Welcome back, Cam.
You know, I so I don't normally, go off topic like this. I'm not huge on thoughtful commentary has been an important part of this program for a long time prior to my tenure here. I do have a story about the music we just listened to.
Yeah, I mean it was definitely an up tempo jam.
Right. Well, so I don't go in for that kind of music most of the time. Ravers, these Candy Kids. They're shifting.
Heard of them? I've seen them.
I don't trust them. But I do have this stepson, or rather, I should say, a godson. He's kind of like a stepson to me, but he's really a godson.
I feel like those are two different things, Cam.
Well, the point being is my godson. Yeah. Well, the parents of my godson asked me to go with my godson to a little event happening in the city right now.
How old is this individual?
Oh, 20s, 30s, somewhere in there. Kind of hard to tell. He has an interesting lifestyle, so, it bears on your face. Point being, I went to this thing called Midwest Fur Fest. Both Friday, earlier today, and I'm going back tomorrow.
Yeah, I've heard things about it.
Well, it's really quite interesting. I never knew that, Chicago is this beautiful city where so many people come through to experience all sorts of things, the Puppet Festival, another group I don't trust, but they do have a festival.
They experience the bean. Walk inside of it.
But there's these individuals, and they really love mascots.
Yeah. Yes. I would.
They
say
get
that's
in those
a way
suits.
They
get in those suits, and they're doing dances and songs and hanging out. It warms my heart. And my godson. We don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but he's got this wonderful mascot outfit. I don't know what team it's for. It's kind of like I guess you call it like a griffin. But it's kind of like a busty griffin. But like that's fine. I mean, you can have a busty mascot. I'm assuming it's like some sort of like varsity thing. But it's great. I've really enjoyed my time. I caught that some of the music that some of this music that's
and,
like this
and that resonated. The music resonated with you.
Well, you know what.
It's not something you call these mascots. You're saying they're sports mascots. This is not something that you would. You don't think it's strange that it's not something you would hear at a sports event?
Well, I mean, I don't know. What sports events have you been to? To my thinking,
okay,
what's the difference between, say, a duck, like a duck wearing a jersey doing doing like the Cabbage Patch to like an Avicii song? I know the name of Avicii. I don't care for his music, but between that and say, blue fox, blue pink fox with, that's busty, doing a dance to this.
Are you preoccupied with the bustiness of these animals?
Well, I'm not preoccupied with them. It's just they're hard to avoid, some of them. It's just interesting. I've just never seen sports mascots like that.
Cam, I'm very glad that you seem to have found a community with them. The people at the Fur Fest.
Well, I'm just glad to see my godson getting out and being interested in sports.
Does he have a lot of friends there?
They like kind of hugged each other and touched each other and sort of made noises.
You might see at a sports event.
As one expects at a sports event. But Midwest Fur Fest gets Cam's seal of approval. Definitely I can't give calls to action. Consider checking out some lesser known sports mascots that you might not otherwise know.
What do you think about the diapers?
Diapers?
You didn't see any diapers there?
Well, I mean, I assume they like lost a bet or something.
Ah, classic. Well, one of those classic sports.
Well, players. I mean, I was a mascot in high school. And yeah,
Cam, really?
Briefly, kind of like, as part of the, I've always considered myself a performer in a sense. I do the news, but I am a performer. I perform for the news.
Funnily enough, there's not a lot of talking.
It wasn't an animal. It was actually the Chatham Turks. Put me in this big outfit, had a scimitar. It was a lot of fun. They changed it later. You can't have that kind of team anymore.
Any pictures you want to share?
Not after the program.
Okay.
What are we doing for our special feature tonight, R?
All right, so I'm very excited. Although I would like to talk with you more, really investigate your opinions about what you perceived at this event. It is important that we get to our special feature today, which is a great thing. I mean, if you're interested in the city of Chicago, you've already no doubt heard of this and have been looking through it. But because it's so prevalent in Chicago culture, we also wanted to cover it and just talk about our views in case you don't have the same access to the information as we do, as we here at AWCYFM. We are talking about the new Chicago Bodies Unwrapped, which is a little presentation that is brought to you by the Chicago Body Project. This year's slogan is "Let's get into those guts, Chicago."
Right, and we're pulling that up right now. But what exactly is the Chicago Body Project? Because we know what the Chicago Body Project is. They've been invaluable for what we do here. But what precisely is their role with the program?
Do you got those slides pulled up?
I'm getting there.
Okay, so Chicago Body Project Unwrapped. You've heard about it. You're very excited about it. The Chicago Body Project. The organization that put this together. It's
spinning. We got the graphics up. It's spinning.
Beautiful. So the Chicago Body Project is what we call a grassroots, data-driven NGO.
Non-governmental organization.
Good job, Cam.
Thank you.
Based out of the city of Chicago. It's grassroots. It is data-driven. They do data work. They work in the public media sectors. It's a collection of individuals all based around a central location, about a central goal of Chicago equals the bodies of Chicago.
Right.
Being interested in the bodies of Chicago and Chicago itself as a body.
Yeah.
So every single year to promote that goal and just as general promotion of the organization, getting people to join and think about it more, they release some statistics. They collect data all year round, and they take this data and they draw out some statistics about the lives and, in general, in specific, the listening habits of the residents, the citizens of the city of Chicago.
Well, not just the listening habits by
about the
itself.
Bodies. The bodies.
The bodies.
Ears are part of the
past,
bodies.
Present, future residents of Chicago.
Bodies, bodies, bodies.
I'm pretty sure they had their eye on me before I even moved here. And you know.
Absolutely.
They just, it's a really fascinating thing that goes on. I don't really quite understand what they do, but I support it.
You support it?
I support it.
Okay. That's good that you support it. We heard it. So they've released these documents, these forms, these statistics. We here at AWCYFM Studios have combed through this year's results, and we want to present some of the more interesting findings here.
Right. So essentially, this is a compilation of what we've what people in Chicago have been listening to. Is that safe to say?
Yes. What they've been listening to, what they've been thinking about, what they have been doing. Just statistics about the city of Chicago with a focus on listening, yes.
Well, fantastic. Let's see what Chicago's got on their mind. Okay. I have a few theories, but let's see.
Okay, so the first one is, new statistic, Chicagoans are in the top 0.5% of listeners to the ringing in their ears, and when the world around them falls still and silent, the sound is almost deafening. So that's a really interesting one. Here you see the mummy listening. And because it's unwrapped, it's a whole thing this year. Their whole theme is based around mummies and stuff. And ancient Egypt and pyramids.
Right. Pharaohs.
Yeah, so the thing that they're listening to this year specifically is that sort of ringing in their ears that pervades their entire lives.
Well, you know, there is something to be said. You know, for example, I might be, I understand it. Because just as an example, you know, non-specific, but let's say there's this old lady in front of you at the in the line at the grocery store, and she is checking out, and then she pulls out a fistful of coupons. You know, in theory, I could imagine someone, you know, their ears start ringing and their eyes dilate, and a single bead of sweat rolls down their face
because they forgot their coupons.
well, you know, their fists clench. Let's leave it at that. But I can understand that. I can see how that would be something in Chicago that happens for enough. You know, that moment of adrenaline.
I do really love that movie, A Fistful of Coupons. This next one is, Chicagoans have listened to their therapists 10 times. This year, which is up 50% from last year. So they're listening to their therapists, and they're also acting upon the advice of their therapists, which is really good. It shows a lot of progress for the residents of Chicago.
Well, I mean, maybe this is why the Blackhawks are doing so poorly.
Because of therapists?
Well, I mean, you know, you can't do well in hockey or any sport for that matter and listen to a therapist at the same time.
Tell me about your Uncle Tone, though. How about him?
Well, he's fine.
He's fine.
He's fine.
He's not in therapy.
He's got a gun.
So this shows real mental and emotional progress from last year. So that's really good on you, Chicago. Thank you so much for doing it 10 times this year as opposed to 5 last year.
Well, I mean, do you have a therapist, R? Are you in therapy?
I'm sort of between therapists right now.
Right.
I'm on the market.
Right.
And you can see here a picture of sort of what might be an ancient Egyptian therapist. looking at the therapy orb. And they had a, you know, this was before Jung and Freud, and so they had a...
Those hacks. Get them out of here.
They had a different...
Get them out of here.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one, Cam?
Yes, please.
Okay, the next one is...
This is fascinating so far. I don't necessarily like all of this, but I'm interested to know about it.
So they were reporting the Chicago's most watched individuals, which is interesting.
When you say watched, do you mean in the sense of media appearances or physically being seen by people perhaps walking around?
Well, anybody really walking around could...
be seen.
Yeah, and anybody you're passing by that takes maybe looks at you a second too long, maybe.
Right. They're being watched.
They're watching for some reason.
Right.
And it's just happening a lot more for certain people than other people. And these people no doubt have taken notice to this.
All right.
And so we just wanted to acknowledge this. Hey, these people in the city of Chicago, you're being watched more, absolutely.
Cool. Well, who do we got?
We have Ken Harper. Ken Harper out there, you are being watched more. Gertrude Phelps.
Oh, I know Gertrude.
Yeah, it's...
Well, she doesn't know me, but I know her.
Yeah, because she's being watched more, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Hard to miss her.
Stephanie Tan, it's not your mind playing tricks on you. You are being watched more. Absolutely. Gershaw Stash. He's an electrician.
Yeah, he's a real prick. Let me say that much.
You're saying he deserves to be watched more. I don't think
he deserves to be watched. I think you need to watch him.
You got to watch him, yeah.
You know how much copper wire I've seen go missing? You know what? I can't allege criminal activity. All I'm saying is there was a lot more copper wire in my basement before I hired Mr. Stash to replace my neon sign transformer.
That's great. And I think the last one we have here is Highness Beaufrain. Highness, unfortunately, it is true. You're being watched more.
What's their issue? What they got going on?
Well, you know.
I don't know this guy.
Their powers, her. It's a her.
Sorry, I don't know this this lady.
I'm sorry, they, them.
I don't know this individual.
It's just there are certain individuals out there, and it sometimes ranges between 50 to 70% of the people that they see on a daily basis. They have a keen interest in this person for their own personal reasons, and sometimes they do, you know, look through the trash. Sometimes they do knock on the back window. Sometimes they do go through. Sometimes they do touch this person's cat.
Right.
And sometimes it's a different cat when they next see it. It's just a thing. And sometimes there's not really any reason for it.
Well,
but now it's time for the next one.
Okay, please. We got a mummy. We got a mummy looking on the visual.
All right. So this is an interesting statistic. It's become 5% harder for Chicagoans to breathe with no reasonable explanation in sight. Now, maybe you've experienced this. Maybe you just haven't noticed it yet. Maybe you've gone to the doctor about it. But you know, you go to the doctor and they have nothing to say about it. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It's just harder to breathe, unfortunately, for most people out there. 5% harder to be
specific. Well, 5%. I mean, what's 5%? What's 5% between friends?
Exactly.
I mean, you know, I have a hard time. It's interesting that they were even able to determine something this low, this sort of, this is almost like a blip because, you know, I remember living in the city, you know, around, you know, like 95, 96, you know, they were doing something with the air. I think that like they were like trying to, there was this new, if memory serves, there was this new wood. They were trying to sell this new wood and it was like had this varnish on it. And people were burning that because back then, you know, we still had fireplaces, you know. You know, I remember the air being kind of sticky then. Yeah. I wish I had statistics on that, but that was an interesting. Well, the winter of 96, that was interesting.
Yeah.
95 to 96.
Well, you know, that's the interesting thing about the. So we have the data now, for one. And number two, it sounds like you're providing a reasonable explanation for why it's harder to breathe. These people have no reasonable explanation. And isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
It's almost like the world is maybe closing in around us, but not perceptibly. All right, the next one is Chicagoans' kisses are 35% wetter.
All right. Finally, this is some good news. You know, the rest of this has been kind of a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the it's harder to breathe.
Yeah.
There's, you know, people, some, frankly, some unpleasant people that have demanded attention to themselves are being watched constantly.
But now,
this is great. This is fantastic.
I mean, this is a good reason. Somebody gives me a nice wet smooch, and that certainly takes my breath away.
Well, consider this. I go to the Portillo's, right?
Yes, a Chicago staple.
I'm getting my. Am I getting my beef bone dry, like the Sahara?
Hey,
am I getting it wet?
If you get it dry, you're taking it back.
Yeah, you're getting out of here. You better not be in the city by sundown. That's what I say to that. But no,
if I go to Rico Benny's,
right,
and I get my steak sandwich,
right.
my breaded steak,
right.
When I bite into that breaded gooey snake,
good
do
stuff.
I don't need some water. Do I need to wet? You think I want to have to take a big sip of water?
No, you want the juice right there.
I want a glass of water. I want my mouth to be dripping. When I bite into that steak.
And you know what? Kisses
are the breaded steaks.
Are the Chicago beef of Chicago.
Our Chicago beef of love.
We have wet beef, wet kisses. Chicago's number one once again.
Yes, absolutely.
We got anything else? This is
yes,
fascinating.
We have two more. This next one is, this year, Chicagoans spent 4 hours listening to that voicemail that she left them that they never deleted. It's all they have now. They've listened to her say 2,000 words, take 500 breaths. And that small laugh right before she hung up, it echoes in their minds even still. And so what we have here is we have like sort of what an ancient Egyptian phone would look like. Looks sort of like a Nokia, but maybe it's got hieroglyphics instead of the buttons.
Where did this come from?
Where did what? The phone? The picture?
No, where did this statistic come from?
The statistic came from data that was collected by the Chicago Body Project.
Right.
And it rings true for a lot of us out there that... And that 4 hours is a healthy chunk of change. I believe the message is only about a minute and a half, maybe.
Right.
Wasn't about anything really important.
No, you just wanted
about groceries,
to,
you know.
You just wanted to
catching
listen
up.
To it. Wanted to listen to it too.
No, but it's all we have.
What's our next one?
All right, the final one that we have. Are you ready for the final one?
Yes, I am. I am ready. These have been some very enlightening statistics thus far.
Okay.
I can't say that my esteem of my fellow Chicagoans has changed much, but I am thinking new thoughts about them. So what's our final statistic from Chicago Bodies Unwrapped?
Absolutely. So this year, Chicagoans are loving Big Thief. All right. Yeah, there they are. So Chicago's Big Thief, not Chicago's Big Thief, but Big Thief, the musical band, which, as we all know, is made up of it's a country... alternative rock group made up of the singer-songwriters Adrian Lenker, Buck Meek, Max Olgerchik, and James Kravenchia. They're a really big hit this year. You can see they're all great friends, and they make some really compelling music. I mean, they've released four albums this year. They released a great album in 2021. Here they are performing on stage. And they're a really big hit. People are really loving their country-infused alternative rock vibes. And Adrian Lenker's, of course, very...
I
Sorry.
Yes, absolutely. So that's actually very interesting. So they this year, people, we think the reason is that they released this song this year in June. In June of 2023, they released this song, hot hit song called Vampire Empire. And after that song, Chicagoans couldn't get enough of this great band. And the thing is, especially if we're talking about you know, Chicago Bodies Unwrapped, you know who makes a great partner to a vampire is a mummy. And maybe we can get the Wolfman in there on there too. So Chicagoans, here you are. Let's listen to some excellent tunes from alternative band.
Well, you know what? It's certainly no Mikey great songs.
No, I would consider this. This is the thing. If you ask me, is that a good song? I would say maybe, but Mikey wouldn't play it.
Well, that is that about wraps up the program.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go, we go to the community mailbag.
Excellent.
Now, this is a segment we do at the end of the program where we find genuine concerns from true and honest Chicagoans.
Yes, no fake Chicagoans here.
In the surrounding area, and we see what they have to say, what they're worried about.
Uh-huh.
Tonight, let's go to a man from Bronzeville, Larry N. He says this.
Yeah.
A word to the wise. Attention, Chicago residents. Expect to be robbed at gunpoint when you leave your home. Be vigilant.
Interesting.
Well, here's my question. So you have more experience delving into the reeds of criminals, icky people.
I've come face to face with several criminals.
Now,
a sense of morality behind their eyes.
Is Larry here, is he implying that he will rob us or that there is a vigilante sort of, what are you getting from this? Because right now I'm very concerned about Larry and his access to a firearm.
It is quite interesting, yes. It does seem that Larry is...
He's got a buzz cut. He's got sunglasses. I can't tell if they're wraparounds, but they very might...
He lives in Bronzeville.
He kind of gives me like a Tony to Tone vibe,
and
you know?
And he is adding CPD 81, so it seems like he is either one of two things. Either number one, he is saying he's going to rob Chicago Police Department, or he is taunting the police. Hey, I'm Larry. You can't catch me. Not before I rob every person in the city of Chicago. So it seems like if we want to give some advice, if we want to do it, some sort of takeaway from this community mailbag, maybe keep your eyes out for, you know, usually we see a man on the streets. He's got a buzz cut. He's got sunglasses on.
Wraparounds, perhaps.
Wraparounds. We think this is a safe man. He's a man I could trust.
Well, you know what?
In this circumstance, you must be aware it might be Larry who will rob you at gunpoint.
But if you're not vigilant.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean.
If you're vigilant, then he's fine. You're golden.
If you're vigilant, maybe you'll have some sort of epic fight scene on the street, yes.
Yeah.
If you pay attention. But he's more of a pickpocket type, you know?
Right. We have a little bit more time.
Yeah.
Cam,
go.
You know,
go
since
for
we're
it.
Talking about crime. You've heard about the Chicago Flamer? The Cash to
Cam,
Gold.
Cam, what does that mean?
The Cash to Gold?
Yes.
In the neighborhood, burnt down.
Okay.
The Hamburger Heaven?
Yeah.
Burnt down.
Overpass down Halsted Street, yeah.
Burnt down?
Burnt down.
Well, not that, but there was a laundromat burnt down.
So this is the name that you're giving the Chicago arsonist.
The Chicago flamer.
No, what everybody else has agreed is called the Chicago arsonist.
No.
Some people are called, sir. Okay, I've seen some people call it the Halsted arsonist because a lot of these businesses are on Halsted.
Right.
But nobody is using that term.
Listen.
For good reason.
Whether or not we can quibble about the name all we want,
yeah.
But you know, do you think maybe they could be taunting the police?
You think,
you know,
that Larry's the Chicago, there's the Halsted arsonist?
No, I don't think Larry is. What I'm saying is I think that we should keep an eye on this mailbag, because if Larry is out here admitting to armed robbery, then we should keep an eye out for the Chicago Flame.
It's not admitting if you say you're going to do it.
That closes out our program for December 2nd, 2023.
Hold on. Is it a future crime to arrest Larry right now?
You know what?
Before he can do it.
I weave that into with the brave men in blue who are undoubtedly listening to
this.
What does
Minority Report say about this?
This has been our program for December 2nd, 2023. To find old episodes and other programs from the AWCYFM broadcast family, you can go to awcyfm.com. For any inquiries, comments, or complaints, send an email to awcyfm@gmail.com. We return next week, same time, 8 to 9 p.m. on WLPN LP 105.5 FM Lumpen Radio, as well as WIIT 88.9 FM 8 to 9 p.m. And of course, twitch.tv/awcyfm. Until then, stay safe, Chicago.
Be vigilant.